This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It is Featured Artist Friday. It's Beastie Boys. Radioactive? Is that what it's called?
Intergalactic. Close enough.
It's right there. Yeah, it's on the tip of your tongue. Almost got it, Bob.
I know there was robots involved.
Yeah.
But way back when. So anything you want to hear from them, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, pick a song. We'll play it. Send a request. Plaza for text line 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, we're ripping it with Ryan Ripken here on this Friday. 6 homers, opening day record for the Orioles. 2 from Sed, 2 from Adley, O'Neill, and Westy. We'll go Westy with that one. Handling their business and handling it in a big way. But if you looked at, and I'm sure you have, Adley's opening day career stats, I mean, bottle that thing up and keep it going for 6 months. Then he's Babe Ruth and Ohtani combined.
He might be that, and then throw in Barry Bonds there in those years where he might have been a little bit juiced up, you know, where you get one pitch a game. That's what it felt like for Adley. It was one mistake pitch, and it's gone. And I mean, I remember what it was in Boston a few years ago. He had 4 or 5 hits.
5, yeah.
Jeez. Whatever Adley's doing and whatever you saw yesterday, I'm buying that stock, though, Bob. I'm not saying he's going to do that for 2 home runs a game, but that's the Adley Rutschman that I saw a couple years ago. That's the Adley Rutschman when seeing him in spring training that looked like he was back on track. And look, let's make no mistake about this Orioles team and this Orioles lineup. I know on social media, not everyone has the most positive thoughts to say about the Orioles.
You think?
And it's one game. Well, you know, I was told that this team's got no shot. But when I looked at this, and Bob, I'm curious in your mind here, going into a season, has the American League ever been as wide open as it actually is? When you can sit here and go, hey, who is actually the American League favorite? I'd be curious what Nolan thinks right now, but it's not just the American League. Let's simplify to the AL East. The Baltimore Orioles are in a wide open division, facing a division rival on the road. And the fact is, we saw with this lineup, might be one of the deepest positional rankings in all of baseball that I think we had to get reminded of on game one of 162.
We were talking about this very subject yesterday. No one's winning 100 games, we don't think, in the American League. And you'd be better off maybe crossing off teams that can't get to the playoffs. Chicago, even though they won yesterday, behind the kid from Maryland, by the way. The A's, I guess. I don't really know. But outside, who are the teams that can't compete?
Right, like the Central's just completely, besides the White Sox.
So that's exactly there. Yeah. And the odds, you know, if you want to get frisky here, The White Sox were plus 10,000 to win the division, Nolan. So if you're feeling it.
A little cash-out action.
Hey, a little cash-out action.
But they start 4-0 or something.
Yeah, but Vegas is looking at that too, where it really is wide open, you know, when you actually look at it. So for Baltimore here, even though they, yes, we know you don't have Gunnar Henderson to start the year. Grayson Rodriguez is on the shelf. This Orioles team, they have these young guys. Now, we wanted to see how guys would start the year. We wanted to see how maybe some veterans. How about my guy, Cedi Mullins, Bob, getting going? And later on, I want to dive into the pitching aspect sure. here, like Zach Eflin, because I got to talk with Ben McDonald, Orioles broadcaster, former Baltimore Oriole, because I think there's a good topic to be had there. But when you're looking at best-case scenario and you're trying to make a statement of all the games yesterday, going on the road against a division rival and putting up a 12 spot, you could not ask for a better start here, especially for the Orioles having actually for the first 2 weeks. It's going to be a pretty rough stretch.
Yeah, and you got length from the Eflin, but you didn't get a big pitch count either. He was under 80 pitches when Hyde pulled him. I got to be honest with you, Dominguez looks a little shaky. Of course, he wasn't all that great down in spring training either, but I picked the Orioles to win the American League. Maybe the orange Kool-Aid was flowing. I don't really know, but to your point, Nolan, we've talked about it earlier in the week with lots of baseball writers. Nobody's winning 100 games. Yankees' rotation's decimated. Red Sox appear to be kind of the trendy, maybe. Who was the dude we had on yesterday from Toronto? Jeff Blair thinks Boston's going to run away with the division. Hell no. That's not happening, but Orioles' chances are just as good as anybody else. And Grayson could be gone for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar will be back probably the next road trip.
Yeah, I think as soon as the IL's done.
And he's rehabbing in Norfolk today, right?
Oh, he'll be ready to go. This is, for everyone out there of the worry, the only time you're 100% here, Nolan, is when you get to spring training that first day. And every day, little by little, even though it's spring training, you're sitting there going, the percentage is dropping a little by little. So for Gunnar, you want him to be as close to 100 as he can, because once he steps back and plays in Baltimore or on the road, wherever it is, he's got to start to be beaten up day after day. It's precaution. Nolan, were you nervous?
What, yesterday?
No. Were you nervous about Gunnar? Are you okay?
No.
Oh, okay, then great.
The only thing that we made it, I don't want to speak for Nolan, why Holiday? Couldn't you get through a week at shortstop?
It's a good question.
Like, all right, you can get through with Westy. Again, we'll be
turned a couple double plays yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the hose looked pretty good from shortstop. I mean, if Gunner's coming back, if you're worried, Mike Elias even said it, hopefully it doesn't stun his growth, then why are you moving him at all if Gunner's going to be back by the Kansas City series?
But you know what they love? They love their versatility. They love that their guys can play multiple positions, and Jackson Holiday was drafted as a shortstop. But I'm with you, and we can talk later on about this.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want Jackson, though, to get as comfortable playing second base, and I want to just him get comfortable at the plate, because at the end of the day, the hitting component for Jackson is going to be the key to all this as he continues to figure out how to be a big league.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.